Here we go.
Let's talk about rising sea levels.
Lay it on us.
Every so often, a big chunk of ice breaks off some glacier, has a free willy epiphany, and makes a break for open water. Then the newspapers jump into automatic global warming mode and relate the chunk of ice to rising sea levels. Keep listening, because 5 minutes from now, you will be the smartest climatologist in your living room after I tell you how to prove, using nothing but a glass of water and an ice cube, that breakaway icebergs have zero effect on sea levels. But sea levels aren't rising anyway. Let's get that idea out of the way first. We've all heard that bloviating blowfish of climate baloney, Al Gore, warning the world about the ocean pouring into Manhattan and covering Mount Florida and drowning unnamed Pacific Islanders. But Al recently bought an expensive low-lying condo in San Francisco, so his sincerity is questionable. Up until this year, information about sea level was largely based upon data from the University of Colorado Sea Level Group, which recently admitted they've been adding 0.3 millimeter to their measurements each year to correct for something. A measurement is a measurement, right? It doesn't make sense to spend time, effort, and money trying to measure something if you add an arbitrary amount to the result. 0.3 millimeter doesn't sound like much, but it's about 10% of the average annual change. You can't go through life adding 10% more to your measurements every year. Think about it. If a carpenter did that for a decade, his 10-foot 2x4s would end up 20 feet long and nobody would hire him. One thing for sure, nobody will ever trust the University of Colorado Sea Level Group again. What brings this up is an article that appeared in newspapers this week about one of those chunks of ice. According to Fox News, a huge crack has been found in Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier, and if the crack finishes, well, cracking, it will release an iceberg 340 square miles in area and 1,640 feet thick. That sounds huge, which is why these stories get big headlines, but 340 square miles is actually mediocre in the size department. Fox couldn't even compare it to the size of a state or country. Last year, the Mertz Glacier calved a chunk that Reuters described as an iceberg the size of Luxembourg. In 2009, everybody was hysterical about a chunk larger in area than the state of Connecticut. But whatever the size, the media will insert a warning about global warming, which is why I want you to get a glass of water, put an ice cube in it, and then mark the water level with magic marker or a piece of tape. Then wait for the ice cube to melt. Then compare the water level to your mark. Trust me, it won't change. Floating ice occupies a volume of water equal to its weight, and since ice has lower density than water, part of it ends up sticking up out of the water. The overall result is that when the ice melts, it occupies the volume of water it displaced exactly, and the overall level of the water stays the same. Got that? The water level doesn't change when the ice melts. Next time some smart-ass global warming dum-dum is sitting in your living room ranting about sea level, give him the glass of water demonstration. Maybe that will shut him up. And don't be afraid to mention that icebergs, the seaward tongues of the glaciers from which the icebergs come, and the entire Arctic ice cap are all floating ice. Scientists know floating ice doesn't affect sea level, and even the journalists know, but they simply cannot resist inserting global warming into their iceberg stories. It's like they enjoy keeping everybody worried. But with more and more people waking up to the climate scam, they've learned to be subtle. Here's the paragraph Fox News inserted into their article this week. Quote, Pine Island Glacier is of particular interest to scientists because it's big and unstable, and so it's one of the largest sources of uncertainty in global sea level rise predictions. Except we know that floating glaciers can affect sea level, so we don't share their uncertainty, do we? Icebergs, no matter what their size, are nothing more than great big ice cubes. And whether they melt or stay frozen, water level stays the same. That's just common sense.